Rundown Live, May 23rd. We just had like a 10-minute delay, so Dan and the boys on the Grit Tour could like slap by with Rich Incognito. By the way, no introduction. Just like you guys hanging on the bus doing your thing. We're ready to go live. We're live now.
Hey, Richie.
Your microphone didn't work, if you want to tell the truth.
No, it did for a while, and then you were like hugging it out. And that shirt, I mean,
I was just sitting here waiting for an introduction, just like my dick.
Something. You thought it would be like, hey, we're doing the rundown. Dan, you look enormous. Today's rundown brought to you by Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. There was an emergency this weekend with mattresses. Lewis had all my mattresses delivered to Nantucket. And then he's like, can you guys pick them up from FedEx and bring them to your house? It's an island, Lewis. I mean, we're in New York. Nantucket is literally an island, so no. We can't get to the FedEx on Nantucket. We're going to have to figure it out because I need these mattresses, mattresses, mattresses in my house. I'm going to Nantucket this weekend. Hopefully it's ready. I don't know. The moral of the story is Lisa gave me all the mattress, $75 off. Lisa.com/barstool. I don't even know if that's a real thing. I think you click on the link, you get $75 off. The best mattress in the game, Lisa mattress, is what, Dan?
Well, I was going to say one of the worst things that can happen to a person, having five free mattresses delivered to your $2 million vacation home and you not being there to pick it up.
It's a logistical nightmare. We're trying to balance a lot of different things. All right, let's get into today's thing. And obviously, where the bus, you guys are parked right now at Ralph Wilson, right?
Yep.
Have you had any other bills besides Incognito?
We went, what was Eric Woods?
Eric Wood
came out there last night.
Big name. So Draymond Green. Let's start with Draymond Green kicking the Aussie guy in the nuts. Is it on purpose? Isn't it on purpose? The latest update is there is no update, right? We don't know whether he's suspended yet as of this time. I don't think he will. I think it's a brilliant move. I don't think you can ever say that's on purpose. You can't. It's impossible to say it's on purpose. So I don't even know what the debate is. I say not on purpose. Big Cat?
I think it was absolutely on purpose.
But can you say it's on purpose?
You're saying like it's almost like a review. It has to be like definitive proof to overturn it, you're saying?
Yeah.
I probably not. But if we're just talking here, it absolutely was on purpose. Draymond Green knows it was on purpose. You don't just start kicking people in the nuts out of nowhere. I liked his excuse, though, that his core strength wasn't good enough to control that like part of his body. That's just basically saying, like, I need to do more crunches if I'm going to be able to start kicking people in the nuts on purpose.
Okay, Marco?
I don't think the kick directly to the dick was on purpose, but just the kick in general. Like, it happened to hit his dick, but he was flopping around, he was pissed off. And he complains, like, I didn't realize until this series how big of a bitch he really is. I always kind of liked him, but he complains to the refs for a guy whose entire game is setting moving screens, basically, and never get called. He complains to the refs a lot of times.
He's a classic, like, emotional guy where if it's good emotion, it's unbelievable because he's just pumping everyone up.
Yeah,
but when it's the bad emotion, it's exactly like you say. He looks like a bitch and he's, like, crying to everyone and he's doing shit like this where he's getting his team kind of in trouble.
That chip on the shoulder attitude has made him one of the best players in the NBA, but now it's like turning into LeBron style complaining every single play.
What do we think on the series?
If Draymond is suspended for a game, I think OKC wins it. If he's not, I mean, you knew Kevin Durant and Westbrook would have a game like that. When they do that, you can't beat them. You know, they just both went off on the same night, so I wouldn't count out the 73-win Warriors.
What is the odds now on the series? If you're betting, you can probably get Golden State plus money, I would assume. I think that's a bet you have to take. As a gambler, I think that's a bet you have to take. I think Golden State comes back, wins the next game. I still think Golden State wins this series. So if you're I think you'll probably get him plus money now. I don't think they'll suspend Green. I don't think you can say it's almost like when you get pushed and you throw your drink onto somebody and you want to throw your drink onto somebody, but you got pushed. So it's like, oh, I got pushed. It's chaos. You can't.
It's about even. It's like I have one minus 115 Warriors.
Did you guys see now this next one? Trump has released a vicious video going after Bill Clinton.
I was very nervous. No woman should be subjected to it. But it was an assault.
He starts to bite on my top lip, and I try to pull away from him.
I didn't see this coming this fast. I think this is maybe his first misstep. Like, there's so much on Hillary. Stick to Hillary. I feel like there's certain animals, creatures, they're just people you don't mess with. You don't get in the ring and, like, roll up your sleeves. I feel like Bill Clinton is one of those guys. You let him just kind of be on the peripheral. You go straight at him. I feel like that can end badly. Okay, Marco, what do you got?
Yeah, Bill is like one of the most beloved people in politics, and everyone hates Hillary, so it makes sense to go after Hillary. It's tough to question Trump's strategy here because his team are geniuses, the way that they use social media. His Instagram video about Hillary with Benghazi is still the best thing I've seen for a slam piece this whole campaign. So it's tough to go against him, but going after Bill Clinton is a risky move.
I don't understand. Weren't they like best friends like 5 years ago? The Clintons and the Trumps? Didn't the Clintons go to, like, Trump's wedding? It's weird to me. I understand you have to go after Hillary because you're running against her. But like you said, you're going after Bill kind of unprovoked here. And it just seems, I don't know. It would be weird. I mean, it would be interesting to see what happens when it comes out.
And let me be very clear. I think Bill is the only guy in politics capable of getting nastier, dirtier, and, like, playing these type of games. Like, he'll go there. You may not know he went there, but he's there.
I also thought the picture he chose was the wrong picture. Bill looked like a boss in that picture.
Cigar. Yeah. And if we're being totally honest, I didn't understand the video. I may be an idiot. It took me a while. Because I saw some of the comments, like Hillary lawyer, like I got it was Lewinsky, but it was Lewinsky, right? That's like what they were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was riveting. Probably the best video of the day. The sports reporter feud. So this is, I do this every once in a while. I had to start researching whether this was fake because it was so preposterous to me, this argument. I'm like, all right, is this, but I think it's real because the guy who actually did it. So it's the dude sounds like he's mad because the news anchor led with a Space Jam story.
Well, we actually, you're mad because I already read that. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
it. Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on, there's an irrigation problem in Gilroy?
Which he thought should have stayed in the sports section. And then he's just like, you threw me under the bus. This is a woman who slept over my mother's house, which is so weird. He's like, eventually, I'm going to have to choose my mother or my coworker. It was a very strange rant. I went and looked to research it, and this guy's on Facebook being like, aha, you guys didn't get that. I was joking. Like, you didn't you thought this was real? No, it was a joke, which clearly means it was real. Bizarre, bizarre thing, but I'm going to say this, guys, and then I'll let you go. The sports reporter, the sports anchor on every single local show is getting phased out. That's just a fact. So you don't have many things. And if you don't plant your flag in the ground, you'll just get bullied right out of a job. So I actually sort of respect him being like, you know what? I got fucking 2 minutes. You got the whole show. Space Jam Sports. I'm sports. You're everything else. I'm sports. Big Cat?
And to add on to that, you're absolutely right. The sports anchor is just losing like inches. It's like it's almost like the beach. You know how like if you're on a beach house and the beach keeps coming up, that's the sports anchor. And the worst part is, 20 years ago he was king. He was the fucking grand poobah in each city, dining, you know, eating steaks with the best athletes, shaking hands. Everyone knew him. Now they're getting phased out. So when you have like whoever this is, Marjorie or whatever, talk about Space Jam, you better protect that territory because that's the last inch you got.
Kim Marco.
I would be perfectly fine, Dave, if you posted this. This had the must-watch tag all over it, I think.
Yeah.
This was a great video. That I would stake my reputation on that being completely real. That guy's anger, just slowly like trying to hold it in. And you know he's pissed that it's a woman, too, that's just like talked about Space Jam. How's Steph Curry's knee doing? Why don't you tell us about that, woman? Like, you once wrote letters to my mother. Like, that was my favorite part. But
that was
years of anger.
That was years of anger built up into that whole entire rant. Anger at the world for taking away his sports. Anger at that woman for, you know, not respecting, for maybe even getting, like, too friendly with his mom. Because that's weird. Like, if your coworker is your best friend. Actually, Dave, you probably could do it with me. Your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was a very funny video. It reminded, and there's always that tension. There's like a Hall of Fame video. I don't know if we'll be able to dig it up. I just remember the guy's name is Ollie. Like, he's an old reporter. He's actually talking about an elevator in
York.
A New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy hit him.
Your boss. Yeah. Used to. Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy hit him. If you were still doing this, you'd be sitting in this seat, not out doing the report. It was Ollie. Those guys that get phased out. It's inter-news anchor politics. I think is some of the most intense politics there are. And it boils over on live TV. You get this. Had to give this story a shout out. Just because anytime you do anything in the name of saying you're doing it to prove you can do something. So there's a vegan says, in the name of being a vegan, to prove that vegans can do anything, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. Like, out of the blue. That's where I'm going to put my stake in the ground. Be like, you think vegans need to eat meat? I'll show you. I'll climb Mount Everest. No meat, no problem. Dead person didn't make it. It's sad, but it's awesome. Like, it's such a win for the anti-vegan community to put your stake in the ground and have that happen. Big Cat?
I mean, you can't – how do they come back from this? They're already on the outskirts, and everyone hates the vegans, especially vegans who tell you they're vegans and tell you that they're better than you. I'm not going to say I'm happy this person died, but when Feidelberg told me this story, I laughed out loud.
Okay, Marco.
I think this gets like the foreign people treatment. Like, if people in India die and people that say they're vegans, no one ever says, oh, no way a vegan can climb Mount Everest. Like, that's not a thing. Like,
yeah, right.
They're not related. So you weren't really proving anything, and then you died doing it. So it's tough to really feel bad for them.
It's a fair point. I've never, in all my years of internet hurting, be like, those vegans can't climb Mount Everest.
Who says it, not even Mount Everest, anything? Like, who's like, yeah, vegan couldn't dunk that basketball?
It's an unknown thing. That's why it's really funny to die proving a cause that nobody, it's not even a real cause. Yeah. You died for a cause. It just doesn't exist. That's what makes it so fun. Let's go to commercial break. All right, this one's quick. Eighth grader, this kid, eighth grader, home run, killed it. Does a bat flip. People are saying that's the Running Man. I haven't watched any of the Running Man. It didn't look like a Running Man. It just looked like a little dance. Anyways, I don't care how old this kid is. Yeah, you did it. You pointed the camera. He's going to take one in the ear hole. That's a ear hole. If you don't ear hole this kid, then there's something wrong with America. Okay, Marco, you got anything to add? I just thought people should see it.
Yeah, they never show the follow-up batter. That's going to be the best part when he catches one in the face. Getting the bat flip, the slow walk, and the Running Man all in one is just automatic. Probably hit the next three batters.
FYI, I'm like, I love theatrics and shit, but if you're the coach of that kid, don't you have to bench him? Like, you just let your kids throw fucking bats like that? It's crazy. Big Cat.
You'd also think that there would be like a cool down period of bat flips after Batista got the shit kicked out of him, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is why you shouldn't bat flip, but I guess not. People are just going to keep bat flipping.
Dave, what was your move back in the day when you were all world baseball player?
I did like the old Ricky Henderson thing. Like a little like, and then hop, and then like run like sideways for a step, and then just jog. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. Pretty good for a high school kid. Last one, and this is too bad this happened on the weekend because it would have been number one. But LeBron, the man who says he doesn't know how to flop, never flopped in his life, took kind of a grazing blow from his own teammate, Tristan Thompson, and did the whoop-de-doo. Like, if you can have whoop, 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 all the way back. The Cavs lose, they get killed. And then LeBron gets up. I think he was talking about dirty plays, like basically talking, I guess, to his own teammate, like Tristan Thompson. And he just keeps a Jay-Z line that, you know, basically if you murder him, you're famous. And if he murders you, he's brain dead or something. It was vintage LeBron. when LeBron loses, you get a quote like that every single time, something so bizarre. And then the flop. I've never seen a guy, when things consistently go bad, they just don't go bad. He turns into like a mockery of himself for such a great player. But without fail, he can't just lose a game. He also, in his press conferences, and I know he played okay, and what's-his-face and Love didn't, Kyrie. But still, the way he talks, he's like, they'll figure it out. Like, I have trust in them. I was great. They weren't. Like, but they'll get better. They'll be tested. Like, he's never just – he's just always LeBron in defeat. Big Cat?
The two best parts of that flop, one, the fact that it was Tristan Thompson. So, you know, in the moment, LeBron had no idea that it was his own teammate who hit him, which makes it so much sweeter. And two, you can actually see him look behind him and see if it was like a good spot to flop. He like gave a quick glance, like, am I okay to fall? Like, I just got shot back here. And what did he end up, like 10 feet away? It was, it was absurd. Absurd.
Okay, Marco.
It did work instantly because they got the tee, but they rescinded it. So I would respect if he came out and said, like, you know, that's part of the game. That's how you make plays. But he keeps saying that he doesn't even know how to flop, and nobody presses him on it. Just show him the video of that and ask him to explain it. Like, I would love to get Dave with a gotcha interview on LeBron, showing him that and explain what this is if you don't know what flopping is.
If that happened, I'd take my tie off, hang it up, and probably never blog again. That would be like one of the – there's very few highlight moments I could have, like getting a gotcha interview with Goodell, something like that. But, yeah, I'd love – to hear, although he'd still say the same thing, like, oh, no, I don't know how to do it. That I got killed by Tristan.
Yeah, and the Keith is right, though. The refs do cause a problem here because everyone flops. LeBron makes it dramatic beyond belief, but, like, Dwayne Wade gets shot by elbows that don't hit his face every single game. Kyle Lowry goes into the lane, and he looks like he's gotten fouled 10 times without anyone touching him. So the refs, it is partly on the refs, but LeBron, you're right. It just all melts down in something beautiful every time they lose.
All right, so that's a rundown. Anything we should know about this grit tour, Big Cat?
We're in Buffalo now. We're going to Cleveland tomorrow. Tonight. We're going to Cleveland tonight. And then Pittsburgh. We're talking to Jim Tressel tomorrow on the way to Pittsburgh in Youngstown.
So anything else on the agenda in Cleveland?
We're going to watch the game, do a couple videos. We actually have an idea that we're just going to get in a rock fight. Like, go down to by the river and just throw rocks at each other until someone gets really hurt. Feels like a Cleveland thing.
That, I mean, I'd suggest not doing that. But
wait, what's the Viagra update?
Really? Oh, the Viagra update. We think Hank took it. He puked doing the raw sewage this morning, so that's why I don't think it took effect on anyone.
Wait, what's the I don't understand what.
And we had it was a bad idea, the Viagra Falls. So we basically took a Viagra and put one in like four pieces of food, and then we all swallowed it this morning to see one of us would randomly. It was a bad idea, but we vocalized it, and then everyone was like, you got to do it now. So we did it. Hank puked during the raw sewage a little bit after. He thinks that he was the one who ended up with it. So
no, Viagra doesn't make you puke.
No, he puked because he was emptying the raw sewage out of the bus. So he puked up the Viagra. We think he had the Viagra.
The Viagra came out.
Yes.
Still in pill form?
No, but he says he feels something, but it's not full effect. So no boners on the bus. So that's actually a blessing, I would say.
I feel like I'm getting J-Mac. Like fucking Hank puked out the Viagra. It's half working. Did you guys actually do this contest?
You can say we absolutely did. It was an awful idea. I didn't want to do it, but we had to do it for content.
I do like how Hank's kind of a superstar, like his own character now. I do like how you're still making him empty the shit out of your RV. That's good. Yeah. Got to keep him grounded.
Part of his job, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Grounded.
I like that thing. I like that contest, but I mean that's.
It's content, Dave. We just, you know. It's a classic gag. Just four dudes on a bus, one of them's got boners. Classic.
I'll talk to you later.